Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is 7:20, Total Information AM for this Sunday, September 21st. Happy to be joined now by John Hancock, KMOX's Republican political analyst. Good morning, John.
Morning, Scotty. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Let's start with this issue of free speech versus coverage of the president that he doesn't like, the Jimmy Kimmel story. In fact, Trump doubled down on this. He says it's really illegal for news outlets to criticize him. Can you find any explanation for this? It's kind of unclear what he's talking about.
Well, no president has ever liked the way they are covered in the press. And Donald Trump is not alone in that. And the Supreme Court in the area of free speech has spoken very clearly and very unanimously as recently as a year ago that government coercion to stifle speech is unconstitutional. So the president may be, you know, very well not like the coverage he receives, and he's entitled to feel that way. He's not alone in that regard, but he's not entitled to use the arms of government, the regulatory bodies of government, like the Federal Communications Commission, to censor speech, to have people fired because of political beliefs. The Jimmy Kimmel situation was one where I think the White House just made a mistake. I think ABC was going to get rid of Jimmy Kimmel, whether or not the FCC chairman said anything. But the fact that he did, I think, provides an actionable case if folks would want to pursue a First Amendment claim over that when the Federal Communications Commissioner says that we can do this the easy way or the hard way and reiterates that he thought that Jimmy Kimmel ought to go. That's I think that's a prima facie case right there that would have a very legitimate First Amendment claim.
Yeah, the president doesn't seem to be citing any particular law that's on the books that says if you turn a story negative toward the president, then that's illegal. But he's saying it's illegal. He says, quote, personally, you can't have a free airwave if you're getting free airwaves from the United States government.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's certainly entitled to say that.
Yeah.
But that's just simply not the law. And, you know, there's a very prime case from a year ago, a 9-0 decision by the Supreme Court. It was the National Rifle Association against Vulo, a case where a New York regulator was attempting to have companies to disassociate, not use the rhetoric supporting the National Rifle Association. Well, the government can't do that. And the court unanimously ruled, and you can count on one hand, I would imagine, how many 9-0 cases there have been on this Supreme Court. So I think, you know, when any of this stuff gets tested, it's, you know, the government does not have that power, though they may wish they did.
On another issue, federal judges are calling it illegal what the president has been doing in terms of indiscriminate mass detention of illegal immigrants. It started out with the idea of people who have committed crimes,
yep,
that have been in the country for a short period of time, perhaps. But now the administration is broadening that to include people. For example, there was a guy who's been in the country for 30 years and his son is in the Air Force, and he has never committed a crime. He doesn't have a record, but they're deporting him. They're taking the view that any illegal has to be detained before they're deported, and that's what he's doing. But the judges keep saying, this isn't legal. And to your point, I guess, how are we going to get this resolved?
Well, the thing is, the court system in this country, by design, moves slowly. And so you get these lower court rulings. Eventually, these cases are going to end up, I would suppose, at the Supreme Court. And that's a process that could take months and perhaps even years by design. I think there's broad spread support in the country for removing dangerous, felonious, illegal aliens that are here and getting those folks out of the country. I think that had overwhelming support. I'm not sure that detaining, you know, examples like you cited, Scott, and there's, I'm sure, many of them. I don't think that enjoys widespread public opinion support. And, you know, a lot of this is going to keep going on until the courts finally rule, and it's going to keep going on until the midterm elections, and we'll see what the voters have to say about it.
One other issue that Trump is on right now is prosecuting his rivals. So people that don't agree with him, former FBI Director James Comey, New York Attorney General Letitia James, for example, he is asking Pam Bondi to go after these people in court, criminal charges, because it's killing our reputation and credibility for these adversaries to be able to speak publicly. So that's another area it seems unprecedented to me.
Well, it is and it isn't. There were some examples in the Nixon era where the Nixon famously had an enemies list, and he would urge. There's two branches. There's the Justice Department urging the Justice Department to take action. There's also the IRS urging the IRS to take action against people. There has been a norm in this country that the White House and the Justice Department operated separately, that the White House would not attempt to influence the Justice Department. That's been a norm. It's not a rule. In this case, I think Trump meant to send that as a direct message to Pam Bondi and instead posted it on his Truth Social. And the reason I believe that is because that post was deleted shortly after it was sent. But of course, once it's out there, it's out there. And the guy that was the U.S. attorney there, by all accounts, was a respected prosecutor. He did look into at least Letitia James, we know, on the mortgage fraud front. And that prosecutor didn't find any grounds to pursue an indictment. And so he's been removed and will likely be replaced by a woman that served as one of Trump's personal lawyers. And yeah, the most generous thing you can say about it is it's a bad look. We will see what happens if these folks who Trump named actually end up being pursued and indicted. They either are guilty of what they will be accused of or they're not. But if these are political prosecutions, that's not good.
John Hancock, thanks for your time as always.
You betcha. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.